I think that what has just happened has revealed a ramification of democracy, and it shows that the board is very divided, at least on this issue. And it might be good for us to just each have a chance to say what our feelings are right now so we can get something out and then move on and hope that we don't lose the solidarity of the group with a tight vote by Liz. Close vote.
Could you envision how we do that? Can you be more specific about how we discuss it?
I don't think it's a discussion. It's a statement.
Right.
My statement is I see a polarized board, at least on this issue, and it's going to be very difficult to come to things where everyone can accept losing. And if now we can, our feelings, if each person would expose those feelings a little bit, then we would know how other people are being affected by this kind of a situation.
Okay, I want to see how people feel about that. You were more specific outside about how you envision that it could be done, because we could spend a whole retreat discussing
that. Oh, I think that a person should get 30 seconds or something very short.
So is there a motion? Make a motion on the floor, and we'll see if it gets seconded.
I make a motion that everyone that voted and is on the board could have 30 seconds or 25 seconds to make a statement, if they choose, about how they feel.
All right. Motion is made and seconded that everybody gets 30 seconds to go down and say how they feel about what just happened before the break. How does the body feel? Is there unanimous consent that we should do that?
Yes.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay, exactly. So we'll call the question. All in favor of Howard's motion as made and seconded that we go down the line and take 30 seconds to say how we feel about what happened, raise your hand. Oh, it's an agenda modification. It takes 2/3.
Come on, y'all. Come on, help.
Opposed?
Opposed. Are you opposed?
I'm not opposed before.
I'm sorry.
What's opposed?
Did I come
here?
We need to do it.
But we got the 2/3. We got the 2/3. Doesn't it appear? Okay.
What
so,
was the vote count? Could you just
Mary, what was? All right. So why don't we just go down the line, William? And we 30 seconds means that we, who
just
can do
time
the
math? Me. Put the sign up. Please don't lecture me.
No, I was only adding. I was not specific to you. I was talking about the total of how it'll be to get all the way down the line. I'm sorry to imply it was you.
I just think it's really interesting that a motion passed, and I made a statement supporting a substitute motion, and I was told by someone that it was stated that the people who supported the substitute motion were self-interested, and I just thought it was interesting that me being an individual that's a part-timer to temporary that could be fired tomorrow heard from someone who's permanent, has benefits, has 2 shows at the station, and has a very vested interest in immigrant programming that I'm personally self-interested. So this is becoming really personal, and every meeting I come to here, I feel that there's personal attacks coming from members of this body, and that we don't know how to debate here, debate issues rather than debating personal agendas and personal feelings.
I felt very strongly about this whole issue, as my comment illustrated. I certainly hope that this will not degenerate into trench warfare, because if it does, we're done for, and we'll have to move on and do better.
We need a bridge over troubled waters. Machiavelli.
This was in the East Bay Express today, this week. This gentleman, Chris Swain, swam the entire length of the Columbia River, 1,243 miles. During the swim, I met over 13,000 residents of the Columbia Basin. Everyone I met, and I mean everyone, testified to their affection for the Columbia River. Even folks whose job it was to vent the municipal sewage lagoons into the river spoke of weekends spent fishing paddling, and water skiing. This surprised me, and it got me thinking. So often, stakeholders of a waterway spend their time fighting each other. These fights lead to entrenchment and eventually begin to affect people's identities. Without realizing it, the folks begin to equate resolving the conflict with risking who they are. They end up clinging to outmoded self-concepts and avoiding solutions, while their shared love for the river becomes a casualty of war.
I feel that those who think that 50% plus one is a victory and that need to be cheered and take victory laps, that's not it. The collaborative process which the founders and our bylaws dictate has been missed, and here I'm going to read one of the persons, and I won't quote the name. This is what he said. It is pernicious to have groups seek to win with 50% plus one vote.
I echo much of what has already been said. This LSB just voted in that we believe that this change in programming will not cause any serious financial harm to the radio station. I don't think that we can in any way be sure of that. And I believe that in a certain sense we are holding the listeners in disdain by not going to them and hearing what they have to say about this and other things at the radio station. And all that came to me this morning is the way that we're going about things here in the local station board, hardly knowing each other better than to say, how do you do? And launching into things like this is like building a house in earthquake country where the foundation is made out of sand.
I think I can make a comment. I agree with Marnie that we need to build a bridge over troubled water. Clear Channel banned that song after 9/11. That's why we need Pacifica. We're looking at oncoming fascism. Let's take our work seriously. Let's build that bridge.
Sometimes an issue is very hard fought and very close, and in the end, somebody wins, somebody loses. I fought very hard to get this motion passed. I know some others fought equally hard to defeat it, and I respect that. I respect their effort. If they're feeling sad or angry right now, I don't blame them at all. I've been there. But in the end, you take a vote, and somebody has the majority, and that is the democratic way. And we have a lot of other things to do. We spent three meetings on this program council morning show issue, and now we have a hell of a lot of other things, and I hope we can get on with them.
I just want to say one thing first. I do not take anything here personal, even if it's personal. Because for me, everything that's happening here is a political process. And that's how all of us should feel about this. Because we are not here for like being popular or anything. We're here to just make sure a democratic process is going to happen. Second, in democracy, sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. And it could be one vote, it could be what, like 23 votes. I don't know what was the Florida results. That of course, I know it wasn't the result, but I'm just saying it could be only for a few. But that's a democratic process. We have to support it. Thank you.
You know, I think that the first thing is that we must all look inward on what has happened here and look within ourselves to get the answers and not look out at others and assign blame or whatever. But in order to maintain a democracy, to have a democracy, is the important thing, and that's what we must maintain.
Well, George Bush took democracy to Iraq. That's about what we got around here. You can call anything democracy. But if you're going to drive to South America now and you ain't got no road map, ain't looked at how you're going to get there, you're going to wind up somewhere you didn't start. And that's what we're doing here. We putting everything before the process and putting a little council out here that's running wild. We got an opportunity to take over the last in the last two meetings that we have, in these two motions, both of them is completely wrong. We don't set up anything. We don't do anything. And if you think that this is the last of this, it's not going to do nothing but just keep us at each other's head. There's a lot of white supremacy going on here. People getting other people of color. Now, the first time
Willie, we
get elected good
time.
On this board,
we're
I heard
over
you.
Time.
I'm winding up. I'm winding it up, but there's something need to be said. Anytime that you jump on Ann and call her a traitor, and you don't call me one, I see some white supremacy going on here, and I see some black people and some people of color getting with them and claim it's a fight against the staff. The staff is just as important as anybody around here, because that's where the programming come in at. That's where everything else come in at. And if you're going to lead us, them people out, then you ain't going to have nothing. And anyway,
okay.
I don't feel good
Willie.
About it.
I really appreciated what Sarv said about a very close vote, because frequently very close votes, the bad will that's generated in them results in something that actually no one likes and no one feels good about. And I think that's probably what's going to happen here. I urge us to have mediation of some kind. I think that's really important for us to move forward. And that's the only hopeful thing I could see coming out of this. And this is particularly in evidence by, you know, the issue of what is decorum and what is personal attack versus speaking to the motion. It's clear that some members don't understand the distinction, and it gets in our way.
I feel warm and fuzzy all over that we won the vote. The listeners' interests prevail, and they shall prevail as long as I'm able to walk in these meetings. Y'all lost the vote. Get over it.
I ran for the station board to support the station and to make it stronger, not to create bad feelings. Harsh words have been spoken after the vote. I hope we can, Mary, I hope we can get past the bitterness and start working together again.
It's been said that this is an issue of democracy. The Program Council is not a particularly democratic body. It voted democratically, possibly, but virtually nobody's elected, and certainly the unpaid staff at that time was not elected. They were appointed by three people who appointed themselves as well. So that is not at all the issue. The thing that I have been struck by, two things in these debates that have gone on. One was the level of vitriol and the fact that those who were in favor of it were so hyped on the abstraction of democracy that anybody who disagreed had to be wrong. So therefore, their motives were bad. And the people that have been left out and have been left out since I've been at the station are the listeners. Nobody here can speak for them. They need to speak for themselves in a survey, and I'm going to keep fighting for it.
I think throughout KPFA and Pacifica's history, we've always had very deep divisions, which internal divisions. And it is those internal divisions and how we deal with them that makes us vulnerable to the kinds of things that happened in the 90s where people with very with objectives antithetical to the mission were able to divide and conquer the foundation. I believe disagreement is not disrespect. That deep divisions and differences of opinion are part of the nature of who we are. And I hope that we can disagree without impugning each other's character or motives. And know that we'll make many, 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 many controversial decisions.
I just wanted to say that I didn't go into the program council with an agenda. I went into program council because I was selected by a local advisory board to try and represent the communities to look at programming and to support the program council process. I didn't create the program council process. The issues on terms of the decision in regards to the morning issues came up naturally in that process. The review of that information based on my experience, the information that we had, the concerns of the listeners, and an effort, an honest effort to try and do what's right for our morning show was my motivation. You can speak to any staff, any member, any program council member. I've never gone in there with hostility, anger, representing anybody's singular clique or any of those issues, but the real issues facing us to try and make a decision. And we have worked together in that environment, and we have come to these decisions together in that environment. That's what disturbs me the most, because staff worked with us to reach those conclusions very hard. And it seems unfair to me for them not to be represented in terms of a process that pretty much they created that we supported to try and reach a point. Thank you.
I think I said what I had to say, but since I have a microphone, and since democracy now was the topic of discussion, and since my rights and the rights of other people with disabilities have been absolutely consistently violated at absolutely every meeting, and since democracy now informed us of the thousands of newly disabled people in Germany, thanks to the war, if we have another inaccessible meeting, I will call it illegal.
You know, I'll talk about the past three meetings and how I look at this stuff in general. After the first meeting, I was really frustrated, and I was just really frustrated. I then looked back at it,